From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The man who climbed the White House fence and entered the building earlier this month made it much farther than previously acknowledged. NPR's Brian Naylor says the intruder was tackled inside the East Room.
The Secret Service first said that 42-year-old Army veteran Omar Gonzalez was stopped inside the north portico door just off the lawn. But the Washington Post reports that Gonzalez ran down the main hallway to the East Room before being tackled. What's more, alarms inside the building to warn of an intruder were said to have been shut off because ushers complained of the noise. Neither the president nor his family were in the building at the time of the September 19th intrusion. A White House panel is set to question Secret Service Director Julia Pearson about the incident. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Federal authorities have indicted the Pakistani maker of a popular smartphone app that secretly allows users to monitor communications. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports while the technology is similar to what police use to track suspects, private use is a violation of federal law.
The program is called Stealth Genie, and it allows users to track people secretly. It can monitor calls, texts, and social media, track a smartphone's location, and can even activate a phone's microphone to make recordings. Hamid Akbar allegedly created the spyware. He was arrested in Los Angeles over the weekend, and charges against him were just made public. This marks the first ever criminal case concerning the sale of mobile spyware applications. The concern is that these apps can allow stalkers and domestic abusers to know details of a target's life without anyone knowing. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Head of the Federal Aviation Administration says he has now ordered a review of security protocols on the heel of last week's incident where a contract worker allegedly set fire to an air traffic facility in what appears to have been a failed suicide attempt. Ronald Safer is the attorney for the worker identified as Brian Howard, who admits the incident was troubling on multiple levels.
That he did so in a way that inconvenienced and more many people is unacceptable, and he deeply regrets that.
The fire brought flights at Chicago's two busiest airports to a standstill for 5 hours. As of today, service at O'Hare is about 80% of normal, while Midway Airport was operating about 90%. The agency says it will take 2 weeks to reopen the damage control center. Fewer people were signing contracts to buy a home last month, an indication that home sales may be slowing a bit. According to the National Association of Realtors, its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index dropped 1% over the past month. Analysts cite weaker wage growth coupled with rising home prices as one reason sales may be slowing a bit. Stocks slid sharply after the open this morning, but recovered some of that lost ground at the close. The Dow was still down, though, 41 points at 17,071. The Nasdaq fell 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. The United Auto Workers Union and a couple of top German labor groups have signed letters of intent to work jointly to organize Volkswagen's assembly plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's according to a top UAW official who says the goal of the campaign is to get majority status among employees at the plant and recognition by Volkswagen. UAW lost a vote to represent the 1,500 workers at the plant earlier this year after an extensive anti-union effort by a group known as National Right to Work. Chattanooga plant is VW's only major factory without any representation in its Global Works Council. 79% of American teens enroll in college by the age of 20. By age 26, nearly 90% have attended a 2- or 4-year program. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, a new study examines why a fifth of the nation's teens don't enroll in college after high school.
The study commissioned by the National School Boards Association and the Center for Public Education provides this profile of the typical American teenager who does not immediately go on to college. This student tends to be male, poor. His parents may have earned a high school diploma, but no more. He's likely to live in a rural community in the South, and though he thought he'd go to college, money was the biggest reason he didn't. In high school, he took the easiest courses and still got poor grades. He did little or no homework and did not do well on tests. And yet, as the study points out, he eventually enrolled in college, even if it was 9 or 8 years after he graduated from high school. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Researchers have looked at 16 cases of wild weather around the world last year, including heat waves in Australia, are blaming more than half the cases on man-made climate change. The study was organized by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.